Hi, welcome to the MVC screencast series, Using ASP.NET MVC with Community Tools. Brandon Satram here, and this is episode 7 on IE9ify, the IE9 jQuery plugin. This and other screencasts from the MVC series are available at bit.ly/MVC screencast. Let's dive right in and talk about pinned sites. By now, you've hopefully downloaded IE9 to add to your growing collection of web browsers, and you may have even heard something about a new feature that Microsoft has added to IE9 called site pinning. The goal of site pinning is to get the browser out of the way and allow websites and applications to leverage desktop capabilities introduced in Windows 7. These capabilities include jump lists, overlay icons, and thumbnail toolbars, which you've probably seen leveraged in desktop apps like Outlook, Live Messenger, and Windows Media Player. With IE9, all of these capabilities and others are now available to web developers and site visitors. Pinned sites are activated by dragging a site to your taskbar, which reopens the site in a new instance of IE9 that is skinned for that site and free of any IE9 branding, either on the window or on the taskbar itself. This is the basic pinned experience and is available today on any site you visit in IE9. No site changes required. If you want to go further, however, and leverage another level of desktop-like experiences, you need a little bit of HTML and JavaScript in your site. Let's start by looking at what a pinned site experience looks like in two sites leveraging many of the new features available to developers. For this demo, we'll use Groupon and Slacker Radio. I'm going to start by navigating to Groupon.com from within site of Internet Explorer 9. And you'll notice that Groupon has actually recognized that I'm browsing the site in IE9 and is giving me a little teaser to ask me to pin Groupon to my taskbar. There's a similar piece of functionality that is available in IE9ify that we'll talk about in a little bit, but this was custom created by Groupon for now. Because of this, I have three options really for dragging, for pinning the site. I can drag from this item here, I can drag from the address bar, or I can drag the tab itself down, and that's what I'm going to do right now. So I'm going to pull the tab off, drag it down to my taskbar. It's going to pin the site and open up a custom skinned experience for Groupon itself. And you'll notice that one of the things that's added when you right click is this little jump list here. So there's actually a custom list that Groupon has created that shows me a series of Austin deals for today. So I can look into that spider vein treatment in Georgetown that I have been eyeing for a while now. Now let's unpin Groupon and take a look at another example. One that actually adds a little bit more functionality, and that is for Slacker Radio. So I'm going to go to slacker.com. That'll open up the Slacker Radio website. And then I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to drag the tab down to the bottom of my screen and pin the site. When it does that now, you'll notice, again, same thing. I've got a custom skin version of IE for Slacker Radio. IE is sort of stepped out of the way. The IE logo's not there on the taskbar or in the browser as well. I've got some customized forward and back buttons. And then when I right click, I still have some of these jump lists. I have Slacker stations, I have today's top hits, alternative, that's my station of choice. So let me go ahead and go to that station. And now you'll notice that in addition to that, on the bottom here, I have these little buttons. I actually have a button for play, for fast forward, for favoriting, and for unfavoriting or banning an item from my radio station. So this is in the browser. What Slacker has actually done here is they've implemented these hover icons to give me extra functionality without having to go back in the site. So if I'm in another document somewhere else in the site, let's say that I'm in Visual Studio, I have the ability to actually control Slacker Radio and what's currently playing from within here without needing to install a desktop application. So that's another pretty cool feature in IE9 that you can actually, as a web developer, target your sites to make your sites more like applications. I mentioned earlier that it's easy for a developer to add pinned site capabilities to their markup, and you saw that in the last demo. You can easily drop the needed meta tags and JavaScript into your site master or layout, and you're good to go. That said, as a web developer targeting multiple browsers, you want to make sure that you're targeting IE9 appropriately and not adding markup or executing scripts that would be irrelevant or even invalid in other browsers. Thankfully, there's a jQuery plugin that speeds up your IE9 development and which handles all of the browser version checks for you, so that the IE9 features are only added for IE9 users. That plugin is called IE9ify and is available at ie9ify.codeplex.com. For the rest of this screencast, we'll get an ASP.NET MVC 3 site up and running with IE9ify, adding desktop-like features to a photo gallery site in a matter of minutes. So before we actually go through adding the IE9ify jQuery plugin into this sample application that we're going to look at today, I'm going to show you how to manually add some of the functionality that I just showed you through Groupon and through Slacker Radio. But in order to get the recognition of site pinning into your site, you need to add a series of meta tags. Now I've just added some dummy meta tags here. These are pretty simple. You'll notice I've done a few things here, like I've added the tooltip, I've added the start URL for where the page should start, for where the site should start when it's launched from the taskbar, the initial size of the window, the custom nav button colors that I want to set, and then I've also added these tasks, and these are what will add those jump list items for just common things I want to add to the site. So I add some links to go to the galleries page, to go to the tags page, and also go to the user's account page. So once I've added those, I can save, bring up the site, and this is my photo gallery site, just pretty simple. I have a couple of galleries with pictures that I want to add, and let's look at view source. You'll notice that this information, that these meta tags are actually in here now, so that's going to affect the experience when I pin the site. So I'm going to drag this down to my taskbar, pin to taskbar again. That's going to close and relaunch. You'll notice that I have this little custom red taskbar that I've added here. And then I also have these jump lists, and the jump lists include the icons that I've set, so I have a way to kind of customize and make that a little bit fancier looking. So this I've just done myself, just to show you an alternative experience there. There are some defaults, and this is not just something that you have to do. Like I mentioned earlier in the screencast, this is something that's available to every site today that you browse to in IE9. You don't necessarily have to set these values. So I can actually pull out this nav button color value and re-navigate to the site. And then when I pin it, now what Internet Explorer is doing, this is slightly different than the default IE nav button colors. It may be tough to tell right now, but what IE is actually doing in this case is it's interrogating the fav icon to determine what the dominant color in that icon is, and then using that to set the forward and back button. So this is a capability that you get even if developers have chosen not to implement this functionality just yet. So as I said, it's something that you get today for free. So that's how you can add that type of functionality manually. But as I mentioned earlier, the purpose of this screencast is actually to talk about a jQuery plugin that I've created to make this even simpler, to not only enable creating the meta tag simpler, but to be able to do the kind of things like what I showed with Slacker Radio, of being able to add overlay buttons to your fav icon, to be able to add back and forward buttons, to do things like flashing the taskbar and stuff like that. So in order to start doing that, I'm going to install IE9ify, and I'm going to do that by using NuGet to install that package. So I'm going to type install package jQuery.ie9ify. So that goes and grabs IE9ify from the official package source at NuGet.org, determines that there's a dependency on jQuery 1.5.1, and then adds both jQuery 1.5.1 and IE9ify to the photo gallery. So I've already added references to these two files inside of my layout.cshtml. And then in order to replicate all that functionality that I just showed you manually, I'm going to use jQuery to select the head section of my page, and then I'm going to call .ie9ify, and then I'm going to run the site. Now this time we can't view source because IE9ify modified the head section of my page after initial load, but what I can do is I can actually type F12 and go into the IE9 developer tools and actually view the head section of my page. So you'll notice here that I had an application name, tooltip, start URL, and window. Those were all created for me automatically. So IE9ify actually will take a guess at some of these pieces of information for you if you don't pass anything in. So there's a default way to just say, just IE9ify the header section of my page, run that really quick. So that's setting the photo gallery and the application name and the tooltip based on the current document title, and that's setting the window size to the default max size, and then the start URL to the current URL as well. So that's pretty simple. That's all you need to get started. So now I can drag this down to the toolbar, and you're good to go. I've got that functionality. There's not much else to it, but that's the simplest and quickest way to actually add IE9ify to your site. Now let's say that I wanted to actually change the navbar color myself and also add some jump lists. So I can add a little bit more information here. I have the ability to override some of these default options. IE9ify The init method, which is what we're calling here basically, the default init method allows me to pass in nothing or to override every single one of the pieces of information that I'm going to set through the meta tag. So here I'm going to override the nav color and I'm going to add the tasks. I'm going to add tasks similar to what I added when I created my meta tags manually a few moments ago. Just pass in a name, the action, the page that I'm directing to, and you can use relative paths, and then the icon as well. So I'll pass those in. Now rerun the site. Open up the developer tools, take a look at the head section. You'll notice now that I also have the color changed and these application tasks have each been set in here for me automatically as well. So let me drag that down to my taskbar to repin the site. You notice that I have this nav button color and then my tasks have also been added. So another quick way of customizing that init method. So if all you're really looking to do is to just get the basic meta tags inside the head section of your page, then that's probably all you're going to need IE954. However, that's really just scratching the surface in terms of what the plugin itself is capable of. So I'm going to show you several other features that are available. You'll see in site, in what I'm now doing is I'm selecting sitelogo.ie95 and then passing in the name of the method. That's always that's the first parameter, unless you pass in none, in which case it's init. But the first parameter to IE95 is going to be that method that you want to call. In this case, that's just enable pinning. So what I'm doing here is I'm actually selecting the ID of my site logo, or the actual logo for the site, and I'm enabling that to be pinned. What that enables me to do is to specify another content item on the site that can be pinned or can be dragged to the taskbar to initiate pinning to the site. So
now when I hover over the image, I actually see a message telling me to drag this to my Windows 7 taskbar to pin the site with IE9, and then I can drag it down and pin it like I would just with any other section of the site. So it's a simple way to create pinnable content items, particularly images, but you can use that for other content items as well.
So the next thing that we're going to look at is how you would actually enable a teaser on your page similar to what Groupon is doing. You know, one of the challenges that as developers that we would have with these new features in IE9 is helping end users, helping consumers actually discover that this capability actually exists. And so one of the ways that you can let your user know is when you find out that they're using the browser, you can do similar to what Groupon did and show the banner that encourages them to pin the site to their taskbar. There's a feature in IE95 that allows you to add sort of a nice little toast teaser underneath the address bar in your site, and I'm going to be refining that and enhancing that moving forward to be more feature rich. But for now, it's very simple to implement that and can integrate with your site pretty nicely. So all you need to do is to select a content area on the site. In this case, I've specified this div that I'm going to use to enable that, and you pass in the name of the method is pin teaser, and then you can specify one or more options. And so I'm going to run the site now. When the site comes up, I get this nice little toast here underneath the address bar that tells me that I can drag this image over to the taskbar in order to pin this site. And so I can do that now. Drag that down. Site reopens and I've pinned it, and of course that toast, that teaser is gone because I've successfully pinned the site. So it's also smart enough to know whether or not it needs to display. So far all of the capabilities that we've shown have been designed around helping you add capabilities to a site that encourages users to pin the site, and also offering some basic tuning of the experience once that site is pinned. The rest of IE95 though really takes this a step further, because we're going to talk now about adding dynamic jump lists, about flashing the taskbar, about adding some taskbar buttons and things like that. So there's a lot richer capabilities than just basically getting the user to pin the site. We're going to add some of those features right now. As we do so, we're going to leverage another feature in IE95 that determines whether or not the user has currently pinned the site. And so this is actually using a utility method in the IE95 namespace called isPinned. And all this does is basically check to see whether or not the user has currently pinned the site. Now, for those of you that are familiar with the actual calls behind the scenes that are happening to determine whether or not the site is pinned, that would be window.external.msisSiteMode. You'd think, okay, well, why did I just replace one line of code with another one line of code? This is really just a one-line method. Why would I care? And in response to that, I want to show off why I think a plugin like IE95 really does help a great deal in making things simpler. It is just one line of code to determine whether or not the site is pinned or not.
in a demo situation, in a basic situation. But if you're using this in your sites as a developer, you want to add more functionality. You want to do things like error checking and handling and things like that. And so it's important that you make that more than just a single line of code, because for instance, you don't actually want that call to run if you're not an IE in the first place, right? That code may execute on my page, but I want to, as the plugin author, take the responsibility of doing the browser specific checking. So all of the methods inside of IE9, if I actually do this check for IE call to make sure that you're only running this code as it's intended, specifically targeted against Internet Explorer. So you don't have to, as the developer, worry about checking for those things. You can drop the plugin in and then know that the checking is being taken care of. In addition, if for some reason you've changed the user agent string in Chrome or Firefox, and you're still getting past that check, what I'm doing at this point is catching any errors that might be thrown on calls to window.external, any of the .ms methods that have been added to window.external for IE9. So those specific pieces of functionality, those aren't going to work in other browsers. And so when Firefox encounters this, it's going to throw an exception. The user may not see it. The browser may just go ahead and swallow it up. But I want to prevent those exceptions from ever being thrown. And so I'm wrapping that in a catch block as well. So that's part of the reason, again, why the plugin exists, is to help interrogate these types of features and make it easier for you as a developer to just make that one call and not have to wrap any more complex functionality. So the rest of the demo is going to operate inside of this if method. These are the things that I want to do. If the user has pinned the site, now I'm going to give them an extra depth, extra level of functionality. And so the first thing that I want to do is create a dynamic jump list for them. So you saw earlier when the site was pinned that I added some jump lists, some tasks when you install the site, a pointer to the gallery list, to your account, and things like that. I also want to give some dynamic jump list capabilities to the user. So that's going to require me to do a little bit more than just add items to meta tags like I'm doing here in the init call. I really want to make a call back to my server to get some information and then use that to populate the jump list. So in this case, I'm actually going to take a list of all of the galleries that the user is currently associated with and add those to their jump list as well. And so I'm going to make a quick AJAX call. And so what I'm doing here is I'm actually going to the gallery controller, the list method, and the list method is just returning me a list of galleries, and then I'm iterating over each one of those and I'm creating a new item with the name of that gallery, the URL to that gallery, and then the icon for that gallery, pushing all those items onto a list, and then here I'm actually calling my IE9ify code to add a jump list. And this adds a jump list category with a series of items, and so I'm creating a title for this. This is going to be a galleries list, and then I'm passing in the items list, and IE9ify will do the rest of the work of populating that list for me. So let's take a look at what this looks like when we run it. We'll pin the site. Now when the site opens, I'm executing that custom code, and you'll notice now that I've made a call back to get these photo galleries, and I'm showing those. We'll go into developer tools and I'll show you exactly what that looks like on the service side. So you'll notice here that I made a background call to gallery list, and the response comes back and gives me all those galleries, and then I'm actually taking that information and using those to populate that list. So the user can navigate directly to any one of these galleries from within inside of the jump list there. The next thing that I want to do is actually flash the taskbar item for my website. So this is another piece of functionality that adds an extra level of desktop-like experience for the user. Very similar to what you get in desktop apps today. If I'm in Visual Studio or Outlook or PowerPoint and there's some sort of notification that needs to be passed to me, a desktop application developer has the ability to leverage the taskbar to flash that icon and give me some sort of notification. So the next couple of features that we're going to talk about actually use the taskbar and flashing and some overlays to provide that level of rich interactivity. So here what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to set an interval on my page, and what the interval is going to do is every 5 seconds it's going to go to another endpoint, photo comments for user, and get a JSON result and figure out how many comments are there on my photo. So every time that number increments, I want to let the user know that there's a new comment on one of their photos, and then that's going to flash the taskbar. So I'm checking the comment count. If the current length is greater than what I've stored locally, then I'm just going to call ie95.flashtaskbar. And to show this off, we're actually going to open up two instances of the site. One of these that we're going to pin, and the other that we're actually going to use to enter the comment. And I've also put a breakpoint in the IE9 developer tools here on the flash taskbar method. So this call, this interval is running
every 5 seconds, but right now I don't have any more comments than what's currently saved on the site. So I'm going to come back here. I'm going to go into one of these photos, great photos from a recent webcam event. Check out this one here. Leave that comment. And now, that came in pretty quick, right? So I have that, and you'll notice if I actually take a look at this object, that the last item was the comment that I just entered. Wow comment there. So I know that I have an additional comment now. I'm going to go ahead and flash the taskbar. So let me go back outside of having this in debug mode and add another comment so you get a chance to see that. Add the comment, move away, doing some of this. Oh, and now I see this notification here. So the taskbar has started flashing to let me know that I've gotten, that there's something on the site that requires my attention. I'm going to do a little bit more than that, though, because there's another feature in IE95 that actually gives me the ability to also create overlay icons. So this is something that's also supported inside of IE9 that we've wrapped with the plugin that allows you to also put some sort of an icon over the taskbar. So not only can you flash the taskbar, but you can put notifications on there so users know specifically what it is that they need to return to the site for. So in the case of like a Facebook application, you could see maybe a little number overlay of the number of new messages that you have, or perhaps an icon that tells you that you have a new chat in the chat window inside of Facebook or something along those lines. So here what we're going to let the user know is that there's a new comment, so we're going to put a little comment icon that we overlay over the site. So come back in here, add another comment, and you'll notice that we're back in here, so we have an additional comment. We're going to flash the taskbar, and now we're going to add a new overlay. Go ahead, and you'll notice here, now we have this. The taskbar flashed, and we have this little balloon that's down here that actually shows that we have an additional comment. So we're able to, again, the whole point of this is to add some more application-like experience to websites, right? So it's the browser getting out of the way and allowing the developer to really create an interactive desktop-like experience for your users. So for the final demo of IE95 and these new site pinning capabilities, I'm going to add some thumb bar buttons. So you'll recall from the Slacker Radio demo that you had these neat little play and forward and like and band buttons on the thumb bar that showed up when you actually hovered over the window on your taskbar. So you can add those using site pinning features as well. And there's a method inside of IE95, a utility method called create thumb bar buttons. And it's very simple. It just takes a collection of buttons that you want to add to the thumb bar window with the icon, the name, and then the function that actually should be executed when you click on that button. So one thing that's a little bit different about this compared to just adding jump list items or adding tasks on startup is that those tasks and jump list items are really just links, and those go to specific pages on the site, whereas these thumb bar buttons are more interactive. This actually needs to be handled not by navigation, but you can do anything inside here. You can overlay an alert, you can do something more complex on the site. In this case, I am just navigating to a different page in the site, but the key to underscore here is that this really is just needs to pass in some sort of handler to handle when that particular button is clicked. So I can save that and go ahead and repin my site. So you'll notice when I actually hover over, I have these two taskbar items. So I can actually click the tag images link, and then it will navigate my site to view all tags for the site. I can actually click on the download images, and it'll go back to the downloads page as well. So that's a quick overview of IE95 and site pinning capabilities. That's it for this episode. To learn more about IE95, check out ie95.codeplex.com or the jQuery plugins repository. To install IE95 in your MVC, Web Forms, or Web Pages applications, get it via the NuGet package installer or type install package jQuery.ie95 in the package console window in Visual Studio. Coming up in future episodes, we'll dive into MVC Scaffold, Automapper, MVC Turbine, Knockout.js, and finally Should and MockU to close out the series. And of course, this and other screencasts are always available for on-demand viewing and downloading at bit.ly/MVC screencasts. I hope this has been helpful. If you have comments or questions, feel free to contact me via email, at my blog, or on Twitter. Thanks for watching.